about breathing. I'm trying to do this in sequence of kind of how you would think about it when you're going forward. So breathe expand is basically what the term is that I'll use. Go ahead and put one hand in front of your stomach and one hand back kind of on the lower part of your belly. And Sears, we don't really have any sort of inhibitions or anything like that, so just don't let it all hang out. So when you breathe, I'm going to stand aside so you can see this. Basically, you're just going to kind of plop your belly out is the best way I can think to describe. So you're going to take a nice, quiet breath and just go like this. And so obviously my belly just went all the way out, and then you relax and let it all out. So let's try. Just take, I'll count to three, and then we'll take a nice breath, expand out, and then exhale. Okay, ready? One, two, three. Now, I saw some shoulders going up. It's not an efficient way to breathe with your shoulders raising up, because go ahead and take a really gaspy breath in and stretch your shoulders up to yours. Ready? And. Okay, do you feel what happens in here? Okay? And remember, your vocal cords are this big, so you just went to everything, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't move. Okay? So, you have to keep a nice... this is kind of a morbid way of thinking of it, and I can't believe that I still remember it's this, you know, it's weird the things that stick with you. I had a teacher when I was in middle school that basically one of the ways that she described to us how to silently breathe was that you have to imagine that you're in a Stephen King novel, and you're being chased around by the serial killer, and you're running, and you're like totally out of breath, and you finally think that you've come to a place where you're like safe and you're hiding, and you feel like you have to take this huge breath in because you've just been sprinting around like a maniac. And if you take a really loud breath, this person's gonna find you, so you have to go, okay, and it's almost like a, oh my gosh, I'm surprised, sort of a thing, but making sure that it's nice and quiet. So go ahead and remember that nice yawn that we felt. Okay, so one hand behind and one hand in front. Ready, and take a nice deep breath. Feel your hand, push your hand out. Ready, one, two, three. That's so much better. Breathe it out. Okay, now, one of the exercises that I'll do just to kind of get your diaphragm engaged and all of that is, I'll do a couple patterns and I just want you to echo me, okay? So let's do. So you should feel your belly kind of moving underneath there, right? And I'm looking around and seeing people's hands dancing around, so that's a good thing. Doing just a couple little patterns like that just kind of helps, you know, hello, good morning, wake up your diaphragm, that sort of thing. So, the next thing that you can do is breathe in for, let's breathe in for 8 counts and exhale for 8 counts. And what you're going to do is breathe in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then you're going to exhale on a shh, so it'll be shh. Now the trick with this is to make sure that you don't take in so much air that you have lots left over or not enough that you're like by the end of it, okay? If you take in too much air when you're singing like a 4-bar phrase, let's say, oftentimes what will happen is that if you don't get rid of all of that extra air, it'll just kind of stack up inside your lungs and it's kind of stale air. And after a long period of time, it gets kind of where you're almost like hyperventilating over the top of it. It takes a little while to do that. But anyway, the point is that you don't need to take in so much air that you're like preparing for a marathon or something. Okay, so let's breathe in for 8.
Hello, welcome.
That's okay. There's a packet on the table if you want to take one. I hope that I made enough. I just kind of guessed. Okay, so let's breathe in. Keep your hands here. Breathe in for 8 counts. Exhale on shh for 8. Ready? And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and shh, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How'd you do? I heard that we had a little bit left over, but pretty good. Let's do it one more time for 8 counts. Here we go. 1, and ready, breathe, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and shh, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven, eight. Okay, let's up it a little bit and go for 10 counts. Actually, let's breathe in for eight and exhale for 10. Okay, so ready and breathe in. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, better? Good. So then obviously you get the point of how that kind of works. It's just training this mechanism to do what you want. So much of singing, the technical things, which we'll get to, are muscle memory. Okay? All these, your diaphragms, muscle, your vocal cords, and all of those kind of things, it's muscles. And it's really weird because, especially with, like, voice students that I work with, they'll sing something and I'll be like, that was perfect! And they'll be like, that sounds really weird. What we hear inside of our head is not what we hear, what an audience hears out here. I can say, woo! And that sounds huge inside of my head, but you guys are like, man, you sound like a frog. So it's a different way of training your ear. It's a different way of training your muscles and kind of just trusting that, okay, they're telling me that sounds good and what feels right. The next thing that we're gonna this is one of my favorites. So you're gonna probably kind of hate me, but it's okay. My middle school kids do too. Breathe, just go ahead and kind of hang down in that ragdoll position and put your two hands on the small of your back, okay? This is just to kind of demonstrate another little thing about breathing to you guys. I want you to take one of those really deep breathe, expand breaths. Nice, you know, Stephen King, all that kind of thing. Nice Stephen King, right? Yeah. So on the count of three, take a nice deep standard breath in. Ready? 1, 2, 3. And exhale.
Did you feel your hands move?
Yes.
Okay. Do it one more time. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Breathe. And exhale. Okay. Now roll up slowly so you don't fall over. So we can use tuba players and flautists are amazing at this. And I had to take a semester of an instrumental technique class, and I have a newfound respect for flautists because on a good day I could play a half note. Which is two beats. So it's because half of your air is going in the instrument, half of the air is going out. And tuba players have, you know, obviously this huge instrument with all this tubing that they're trying to power with their breath. So flautists and tuba players understand that all, you know, I mean, it's basically like you're inflating an air tube around your stomach and everything. So those are just kind of some things to keep in mind about breathing.